Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's two things that I want to talk about because it's really good news, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, and it's exactly the kind of thing that countries in the global south need to be doing. And Africa is leading the way. One of the things that I want to talk about is something that I've mentioned several months ago, which was Ghana banning the export of raw cocoa to Switzerland. The cocoa is going to be refined here in Ghana, and we're going to make our own chocolate, and then we'll sell that to you if you want to buy it. Obviously, that's far better for the Ghanaian economy. We will do the value-added processes in our own countries, and then you buy the products from us. And if we can't develop it ourselves, then we'll bring your people. You have to bring your own manufacturing capacity to Africa, manufacture, produce in our countries, so that all of the related industries can also develop, and so that we can also get the knowledge to develop and produce these materials or these products ourselves from the raw materials that we have. Now, of course, this is completely counter to the way the West has always done things. The West has always approached Africa in a purely racist, purely colonialist, purely classist manner, whereby you people don't know what to do with the materials. We'll take them off your hands. We'll do you a favor. We'll come and take all of the raw materials from you and we'll turn them into something valuable. Now Africa is saying no. We will produce the value from our own materials ourselves, and you can buy that from us. Perfect. The other thing is, Zimbabwe and Nigeria are saying that they are banning, or they have already banned, the export of raw lithium. Now, wrap your head around that. The entire green agenda, the whole sustainable, renewable, non-carbon energy program relies on lithium. A huge proportion of the global lithium supply comes from Africa, from these two countries, Nigeria and Zimbabwe. Now they're saying, we're not going to just let you take the raw lithium anymore and then refine it and manufacture the products there. We want to do that in our countries. That's our condition. If you want our lithium, we have to refine it and produce the products ourselves. And then you can buy that from us. And again, just like with Ghana, if it's going to take us too long to figure out how to do that ourselves, then you can bring your companies here and do that process with us, in cooperation with us, in collaboration with us, so that we can develop those industries in our own country. It's stunning how beautiful this is. This is exactly what I've talked about in an earlier, I don't know if it was a podcast or in a video, where I was saying that the countries in the global south and the countries that possess the natural resources that Europe and the West and America don't possess, that those countries have to just de-link from Western economies and say, our economic growth may be slower. Our economic growth may be slower as we develop the skills, the knowledge, and the technology to utilize our natural resources ourselves. Rather than just giving it to you so that you can manufacture valuable products from our natural resources so that we can make a quick buck. Now they're saying, we will do the manufacturing, the refining, the production in our own countries, even if that takes longer. Everything has to stop until we can do it ourselves. Because you're in a position to do that. You're in a position to dictate to the global economy. Nothing is going to happen until we know how to do it ourselves. We're no longer going to just let you take our natural resources and turn it into valuable products. We have to know how to turn them into valuable products ourselves, and then you can buy those products from us. That's exactly the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And I really hope that every country in the global south, every country that possesses vital natural resources, will take this same approach, including, of course, the Muslim countries, and including oil, including natural gas, because some of these deals between the Arab, the Middle Eastern, the Muslim countries that possess oil and natural gas, some of the deals that they have with Western petroleum companies are outrageous. The Western company will come in, dig the well, extract the oil, export it, refine it, and they take 50% of whatever they find. just because they extracted the oil, now they get to take 50% of it. What kind of a deal is that? I mean, how much more socialist could that be? You try to pretend that this is capitalist, but that's so socialist. We get to have continuous, perpetual profits from digging a well for you. We get to share in the resources that we help to extract. No, you should just get paid for the job of extraction. Why don't you just get paid for the task? In what other industry does that happen? I get a share in all the revenue that you will ever make because I did a job for you once? That doesn't make any sense. And now Africa is saying, we're not going to follow that system anymore. And now is the perfect time to do that because the West is supposedly, you know, emphasizing transitioning away from fossil fuels. And it's not just lithium, but I mean, even in terms of solar energy, they're relying on specifically Morocco and the North African countries to provide them with solar power, with solar energy, even with wind. They don't have the climate in Europe to support the kind of solar-powered energy that can be produced in a country like Morocco. So the West is being forced to grapple with and recognize and be reconciled with the fact that they are completely dependent on the countries that possess the natural resources, including the natural resource of solar power-friendly climates. And those countries are no longer willing to be taken advantage of and to be exploited and to have their natural resources taken from them at a cheap price and then sold in the open market as products that are worth many, many times more. Now the African countries, the countries in the global south, are not willing to follow that system anymore. And they're saying it's time for our countries to develop, our economies to develop, our industries to develop. It's the perfect time for that. And this is exactly the right approach that they should be taking. And again, I hope that all of the countries in the global south, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, all of the Muslim countries will take this same approach because it's our time. And any country that continues to deal with the West the way we always have in the past is out of touch with the direction that the global economy is moving. Being in awe of the West and kowtowing to the West and just being happy because the West noticed us, or being happy because the West wants to do business with us, that's obsolete. Those days are over. The West has shown the world, really, that they have nothing useful to say anymore. We watched you for a while. We watched you for a couple of hundred years. You were doing some interesting things. We wanted to see how it all worked out and how it ended up. It's ended up very badly. Your experiment has been a failure. And now we don't have to listen to you anymore. Now, if you want our products, you have to do business with us on our terms. And our terms are for the benefit of our own people, our own countries, our own nations, and not exclusively just to benefit you. There's no future in the colonialist approach anymore towards Africa, Latin America, Asia, the Muslim world, the global south. It's not going to work anymore. And the same goes for that class of people who still do live in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, the Global South, that class of people who are still enamored with the West and want to collaborate with them and be accepted by them and seek their approval, those people are also becoming obsolete. They are operating according to an expired paradigm. And you notice I did in a video that I just did, Germany, and it's going to happen across Europe, that they're going to be seeking immigration because they're running out of workers. Well, the opposite is what should happen. Muslims, people from the global south, should not immigrate to the West, should not immigrate to Europe. Don't become workers for them. Stay in your country, bear with it, be patient. Your economy will grow, your opportunities will grow, and it will ultimately be much better for you than if you move to the West. So the opposite is what should happen, and this is what has happened with Ghana, for example. When they said that they're not going to export cocoa to Switzerland anymore, they're going to develop their own industry, what did they do? They recruited from the West. They recruited specialists, experts, workers, professionals to come and help to develop their industry in Ghana. That's exactly what should happen. We should have a brain drain of the West into the East. So I just wanted to share that good, very positive and encouraging and hopeful news, what's going on with Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Ghana vis-a-vis the West. Alhamdulillah. Wa jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.